right. Hello, everyone. Happy Thanksgiving. This is Mike here. I'm flying solo today. We'll have a new episode next week with a new film to watch. But for now, I just wanted to drop in quickly and say hello and offer up a couple Thanksgiving film recommendations. So there's not a ton of Thanksgiving films, especially compared to the holiday, the Christmas films. I think you could probably find some Hallmark Thanksgiving films, a couple films that center around Thanksgiving. But I wanted to find a couple films a little different, you know, stuff on the Criterion Channel, as this podcast is about. But also, I know a lot of people are not spending Thanksgiving with their families this year and are doing things a little bit differently. And I just wanted to give a couple films that I think are full of characters and people and family that could, you know, fill your living rooms for a little bit. So if you're looking for some additional comfort, this is probably the most sentimental, right, that this pod will get. So I just have some films I like on here that I think are full of life and joy and people and family. So first up, we have a Bergman. Just like for everything, there's a Bergman for everything. We have Ingmar Bergman's Fanny and Alexander. This is a delightful film about a Swedish family, and I think it actually has a little bit of Christmas vibes, like there might be some Christmas scenes in it, but it's a wonderful family, and they're a theater troupe, and the goings on there. It's a very long film. It was a 5-part television series, but it was also edited into a 3-hour theatrical release. So, and both are available on the channel, both the episodic format and the full release. But it's a nice film. It has, it's not all joy. There's some drama involved for sure. It's kind of got a little bit of a series of unfortunate events vibe to me with the children and what happens with their parent figures. You know, it's a really lovely film, just full of nice set pieces and nice characters and music and singing and all that. In a similar vein, Amarcord from Fellini, which is a film about just these people in this Italian town in 1930s Italy. And it's a young boy growing up and kind of gallivanting around, and all of the cast of characters in the city. And it's a nice sort of like slice of life with some big outsized characters that I think is a lot of fun and has a lovely score, as many of Fellini's films do. I also have on my list here The Grey Gardens, the documentary. It's very reminiscent of, I think, how a lot of people are around their families, the way they talk. I think especially, right, it's like an East Coast aesthetic in this film, but the way that people are very comfortable with their families and sort of just going through memories, and I think there's a lot of that in this film, which I hadn't seen until just a little bit earlier this year, but it's a delight. And also on the channel, so Grey Gardens is on the channel, but there's also the companion piece, which the directors had all this extra footage and kind of shot like a second, or cut together a second documentary after the first one was such a success. So it's called The Beals of Grey Gardens, and that is also on the channel. A similar type of film that I have on here is one from Martin Scorsese. It's called Italian American, and it's just him interviewing his parents in their home. Once again, feels very, very similar to Grey Gardens, or to one thing it also reminded me of was just Aziz Ansari and his parents in Master of None, and kind of like hearing their stories and some of those episodes where you just like hear the background of, you know, an immigrant family coming to America. So yeah, that's a cool one to check out. I have on here Black Orpheus, which is a film from the 50s from Brazil, and it's an adaptation of the Orpheus, the Greek tale of Eurydice and Orpheus. If you're not familiar, it's a fun Greek tale. But anyways, Black Orpheus is takes that tale and sets it in Rio de Janeiro and Carnival. And there's a lot of really, once again, just colorful, fun characters, lots of great music. it's just kind of a festival, and I think something that could really brighten up your day. And then I have a couple films that I just watched yesterday, actually. One, not super, I don't know if how well it fits into this theme that I'm going for here, but, you know, it's very charming. It's about Coco the gorilla. It's a documentary called Coco, a Talking Gorilla. If you're not familiar with Coco, Coco is a famous celebrity gorilla who was very, very proficient in sign language, American Sign Language. I guess they had their own version that they kind of adapted and called Gorilla Sign Language, GSL. But basically, this film documents Coco and her owner, Penny, and their, I don't know, day-to-day life talking with each other and then interviews about Coco. So I just watched this yesterday. It was really nice to have on. As well as a film called Tokyo Story, which I watched yesterday. It's probably the most of these films, probably the saddest, I would say. It's very sweet. It's about family and aging parents and adult children and all of those responsibilities. And it's often ranked as one of the greatest films of all time. So I don't know personally if I would, you know, put it in the same category. Some of these films it's being named as, but it was really, really great nonetheless. So that's one to check out if you're looking for like maybe a good cry, you know. I think you could find it in Tokyo Story. And then lastly, I have two French films here. One is The Red Balloon, which is almost a children's film, I think, but it's from the 50s and it's a short one. It's like 30 minutes. But this was something I'd seen as a kid, and it just kind of reminded me of childhood a little bit. It's just this kid chasing a red balloon all over the city, I think in Paris. And then the balloon kind of moves on its own, too. It's very delightful. It's kind of like reminiscent of like Madeline or something like that. I don't know. Also, there's definitely a Thanksgiving element with the balloon there. So check that one out. And then lastly, on the channel, I have The Umbrellas of Cherbourg, which is a French musical from the 50s. This is a really fun film. If you like musicals, you know, I think you'll enjoy this. There's a lot of great colors in this film and nice characters, family situations, I would say. This one is directed by Jacques Demy, who listeners of this pod will remember as being Agnès Varda's husband and also the composer. Michael Legrand was featured in the film Cleo from 5 to 7 that Rod and I discussed. So yeah, this is a fun French musical, which not a ton of French musicals, really. They weren't, you know, French are much more into opera, it seems, than the Americans and the Brits. But you'll find this one here in The Umbrellas of Cherbourg. I also have two other just film recommendations that are not on the channel, but I thought were part of this similar theme. One I also just watched the other day, which is The Life Aquatic with Steve Zissou, Wes Anderson film. Definitely big cast of characters, fun, whimsical, everything you need to feel like you're surrounded by a big old family. And then lastly, this film 20th Century Women from director Mike Mills, which is a nice movie about a young man growing up. He's raised by it's sort of the women in his life. I think he's raised by a single mother and another, you know, older caretaker. And it's a really nice film. Both of, you know, this film kind of reminds me of like Noah Baumbach, like Francis Ha, something in that same vein of sort of like this new sentimental genre. So I really liked that film. It's been a minute since I watched it, but I believe it's available on Netflix, I think. So check that out. But yeah, so, you know, if you're looking for something to watch, hopefully you'll find something in this little list of recommendations I have. And I hope you're having a wonderful Thanksgiving holiday, however you're celebrating, and we will be back with a new episode next week. Until then, take care. Happy Thanksgiving.